there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Seven deadly sins, seven ways to win, seven holy paths to hell, and your trip begins. Seven downward slopes, seven bloodied hopes, seven are your burning fires, seven your desire.
Champions, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. That was, of course, the Pointer Sisters, and this is Khalees.
Damn. Yeah.
babe, I love you, love you.
Yo, he's
babe,
lying.
I swear, held you when you were sick. Even the whole time I think to myself, this isn't fair. What is this I see?
No.
You don't come home to me.
Oh, no.
When you don't come home to me.
Man.
Can't deal, can't bear. You keep telling me lies. But to your surprise, look, I found her. And watch it blow up, tell me, how you gonna see it now? So far from sincere,
I love you.
Fabrications in my ear, drive me so far up the wall, I come sliding down. What is this I see?
I don't believe
you
this.
Don't come home to me. Well, you don't come home to me. I can't deal, can't bear.
I won't.
You keep telling me lies. Surprise. I hope you're happy since you're out there.
Yeah, you've been caught.
Yo,
yo, come on.
Yo, 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 yo.
Come on.
Yo, 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 yo. I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much.
Vulgar, not me. Why the hell her? Look, she dresses.
Look at her.
A mess. What do you see?
I don't know.
It's not all about cash.
Hell no.
Nor how much you flash. How I dress is a reflection of me. What is this I see? You don't come home to me. Well, you don't come home to me. Can't deal, can't bear.
Told you I won't.
Telling me lies, but to your surprise, look, I got something for y'all since you're caught out there.
What do you think Khalees is trying to say there? I didn't really get the vibe for her message. That was, of course, Khalees with Caught Out There from 1999. God blimey, love a duck, how time flies, does it not? Well, welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist, where the theme, rather foolishly, is seven deadly sins. I could have done one sin. I could have, and that would have been so much easier for me. But no, I am an idiot, and did all seven of them. And it's been tough. On top of the technical setbacks, it's been tough to whittle away at all the tunes that have been suggested to come up with these. What is it I've got in here? 28 tracks to play tonight. So yeah, and they're all about the seven deadly sins and the theme of sin as a whole. So we opened up tonight with, rather teasingly, the opening bit from Moonchild from Iron Maiden. Sadly, I don't have time for the whole song, but I just wanted to play that bit. Then the Pointer Sisters, I'm So Excited, Lust, right there. That was suggested by Art McCray. And Calice caught out there, Wrath, obviously suggested by Swistler. Thank you very much, chaps, for those excellent suggestions. This next one was suggested by Seven Sleepers Music, and is an artist that I'm completely unfamiliar with, but that's because I'm old. This is Sandy with Eat, Eat, Eat. At least I think it's just Sandy. Anyway, it's a very good tune. Enjoy.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist. some folks clean the streets now. Imagine what it feels like, imagine how it sounds. Imagine life is perfect and everything works out. No tears are falling from my eyes.
No man, 'tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
Hey, this is radio station WSKEE. We're taking calls on the wish line, making your wacky wishes come true.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 fall. I wish I was like 6'9" so I can get with Leo. She, 'cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. 'Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? 'Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black, why the jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, went sitting in the hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got sick to my stomach, overcoming by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I had a brand new car, so far I got this hatchback. And everywhere I go, your wife gets laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old type of Rito. Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 until the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. 'Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6-4 ball. I wish I was a little bit taller.
baller.
I wish
I was a little bit taller.
Kids ghetto names, Little Mookie, Big Al, Lorraine. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6'4" parlor. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6'4" parlor.
Last second there of Skee-Lo, I wish. Rather envious young man, you might say. Yes, that was representing for Envy. For this week's theme, for those of you who have just joined us, is the seven deadly sins. So far tonight, we have had lust, wrath, gluttony, sloth, and envy. Sloth or sloth? I suppose it depends. I do have a breakdown of what... Which sins are featuring in tonight's show, or this week's show, should I say. And it's not entirely surprising to find that lust more than far and away outpaces all the rest of the sins. By the time I got to, I still had half an hour of music to trim off so that I could get it into the 2 hours. At that point, I had 10 tracks for lust alone. I think the next one that came up close to it was Pride, I think it was, with 5. So you're a very lustful lot out there. So that was Skee-Lo, I Wish, from 1995, if you'd believe, suggested by White Wolf. Thank you very much, White Wolf. Ahead of that was Express 2 with David Byrne, with Lazy. That was suggested by Revian. Thank you, Revian. I'm not going to yap on because I've got so much music to play that I want to get it all in there. But needless to say, the extra playlist that we'll be posting up at the end of the show tonight is huge. Troggy put it together. I think they said there's... Let me have a look. I'll tell you exactly how many. There are 50 songs in the extras playlist. So double what you're getting here, almost. Lots of music to enjoy later on. But for now, enjoy DJ Format featuring Abdominal with I'm Good.
Probably should prove it to you, or else you could just pass me off as another motherfucker saying the same thing. I'd be hurt, but I couldn't be blaming you, because more than a few be claiming through their raps is exactly that. But never half as fat as what they're hyping it up to be. Inevitably what it sounds like to me. And I'm sure to you as well, cause you're discerning clientele. Connoisseurs know how I can tell you're listening to this. It's elementary, my dear format. Although I'm not a sleuth, stoop with a sore back. It's just simple deduction, my friend. Which brings us to the end of the beginning. Although of course there's still more to come. But first we gotta let that chorus run. So run it. I'm good. Get it straight, I'm great. Could you demonstrate? Yeah, go tell your mates to gather round and check the sound of a dominant format throwing down. We're good. Get it straight, we're great. Could you demonstrate? Yeah, we won't hesitate to touch down in your town. It's a domino, the format throwing down. I'm good. just as good as a guest. See the chicken vindaloo in a sauna, won't bust a sweat. I walk a tightrope made of barbed wire in my bare feet. A royal moat full of crocodiles with scary teeth. Fight a bear with an arm tie behind my back. Eat an anthrax sandwich when it's time for a snack. Wash it down with a hot cup of cobra blood. Smoke a rainforest like you might toke a bud. Anchor the 4x100 gazelle relay squad. Reach a stalemate in chess with God while playing Vishnu and Buddha on alternate boards. Pick scraps of meat out of my teeth with swords. Wars in the fires of hell. Vocal cords similarly rugged like tortoise shells. From prehistoric eras, I swear. Don't get me started on lung capacity, because the air accumulated in my lungs after just one breath, enough to inflate an alpha male mount with gorilla's chest. Verbally dexterous like Oxford trained auctioneers, abdominal vocab pioneers, stretching the frontiers of speech past where they once stood, i.e. I'm good. Get it straight, I'm great, could you demonstrate? Yeah, go tell your mates to gather round and check the sound of a domino in the format throwing down. We're good. Get it straight, we're great, could you demonstrate? Yeah, we won't hesitate to touch down in your town. It's a domino in the format throwing down. Quite a vague adjective, so let me try to present a more selective profile of precisely how good I am. First of all, I'm dope, not to mention the man. Fantastic, terrific, slickest, the wickedest, hype, fresh, nice, magnificent, outstanding, slamming above par, flawless, let's not forget best by far. Impeccable, exceptional, unparalleled, delectable, invisible, a very swell. Ripping grand, glorious, impressive, envy, victorious, très bien, muy bien, muerto bene, out of this world, slash heavenly, amazing, totally awesome, Brad, exquisite, superb, on point, plus bad, but yo, don't get it twisted, not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning the shit, kid, and get that one straight too, not the shit meaning the shit, but the shit meaning great, dude, stupendous, tremendous, excellent, tight, super smooth, ultimate, better than alright, superior, supreme, perfect, and treasured, these adjectives carefully measured, to assure that you understood that in other words, I'm good. Get it straight, I'm great, could you demonstrate? Yeah, go tell your mates to gather round and check the sound of a domino in the format throwing down. We're good. Get it straight, we're great, could you demonstrate? Yeah, we won't hesitate to touch down in your town. It's a domino in the format throwing down.
That was DJ Format featuring Abdominal. I'm good. I think that covers Pride, and I'm very proud that I played that. That was suggested by Heapy. Thank you, Heapy. This one was suggested by Two Clowns Matt. Two Clowns Eating. His name is Matt. Anyway, this is King.
Your journey, early or maybe late.
This week's edition of the playlist is brought to you in association with VaticanJobs.com. VaticanJobs.com. Find your new career.
Sweet, like a deer.
suggested by Nikki Lear. That was Simple Minds with Seven Deadly Sins, which is one of the tracks that won't appear on the playlist that Troggy puts together, because for some reason that album is not on either of the primary streaming services. So that's a special bonus for you listeners. Yeah, you Live Clives and you Late Kates and you Perpetual Ednas, you Generous Jennifers, I don't know. Anyway, that was Seven Deadly Sins, Simple Minds. Ahead of that was King with Love and Pride, suggested by Matt, Two Clowns Overeating, as he's named himself in the playlist chat. As ever, there are some good names in the chat. We've got Ratho Greedway instead of Rollo Treadway. We've got DJ Glutton, who could that be? In Seven Hells, Sod's Lawyer's done a very good one. His name is Sod's Lawyer. He does it every week. He comes up with the best ones every single week. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and you are listening to me on djdarren.site, because that's where we live these days. And isn't it nice? I've put everything away now. That's a lie, there are boxes everywhere. This next one was suggested by Mark West and is, well, actually it was suggested by a bunch of people, but I think Mark West got in there first. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did. And it's a banger, so enjoy Iggy Pop.
Oh, The proudest boast is, it's being on the playlist.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't that splendid? That was Drowse by Queen from A Day at the Races. That was suggested by Ian Robinson, and I have to admit that I was previously unaware of that track because it wasn't one of the big Queen tunes that was on the greatest hits that got a re-airing after Freddie died. Because that was 1976, so that was 4 years pre-me. Thank you, Ian, for that suggestion. Ian did suggest a Queen track last week as well, but for reasons I didn't have enough room to play it. So hope I've made up for that this week, Ian. Thank you for listening. Thank you to all of you for listening. It's splendid to be here. Do you know what? I just realised that I haven't even turned on. Well, I hadn't until about 10 minutes ago, turned on the lights in the studio because, well, I don't need them. It's still broad daylight. I like this. This is more like it. I might start doing the show from like 5 o'clock. You know, that'd be wonderful. And then, you know, just keep bringing it forward while the days are getting longer, or you know, until when the days start getting shorter, I'll start bringing it forward. I'll end up doing the show at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Anyway, shut up, Darren. This is The Playlist. The theme this week is Seven Deadly Sins, and that was Sloth, obviously. Ahead of that, Iggy Pop, Lust for Life. What could that have been? Thank you to Mark West for that suggestion. Right, this next one was suggested by Cara. Now, I did Cara a favour here. She also suggested the Fast Food Rockers, and I tell you, I spent about 10 minutes trying to decide between this one and the Fast Food Rockers, and sent one out in the end. This is Jamie Cullum.
After years of expensive education, a car full of books and anticipation, I'm an expert on Shakespeare, and that's a hell of a lot. But the world don't need scholars as much as I thought. Maybe I'll traveling for a year, finding myself or start a career. I could work for the poor, though I'm hungry for fame. We all seem so different, but we're just the same. Maybe I'll go to the gym so I don't get fat. Aren't things more easy with a tight six pack? Who knows the answers? Who do you trust? I can't even separate love from lust. Maybe I'll move back home and pay off my loans, working 9 to 5, answering phones. Don't make me live for my Friday nights, drinking 8 pints and getting in fights. Just let me lie in, leave me alone, I'm a 20-something. Maybe I'll just fall in love, that could solve it all. Philosophers say that that's enough, there surely must be more. Love ain't the answer, nor is work. The truth eludes me so much it hurts. But I'm still having fun, and I guess that's the key. I'm a 20-something, and I'll keep being me. Do-da-da-da, I'm a 20-something. Let me lie in. Leave me alone. I'm a 20-something.
It is with no sense of pleasure that I announce to you that Jamie Cullum's 20-something is now, in fact, 20-something. It came out 22 years ago. Thank you to Cara for suggesting it, though. That covered Lust. Ahead of that, Queen Drowse. Suggested by Ian Robinson. I already said that. Ian, wow, you get two shout-outs this week. Congratulations. Truly the highlight of anyone's life. I enjoyed that Jamie Cullum track. That was really enjoyable. Really nice. Even there was something about him that suggested that I shouldn't really be into him as a tremendously heterosexual man back in 2003. But I now realise that I was just being an arsehole. And perfectly enjoyable music. Thank you very much, Cara. This next one brought me no amount of anguish over the last few days of trying to choose between this and Eric B. and Rakim, both suggested by Davey Bot. And ultimately, I went with this one because I love it enormously. And, it's my call, isn't it? I am the benign dictator of the playlist. I am Darren, and this is Delamitri.
Post office clerks put up signs saying position closed. And secretaries turn off typewriters and put on their coats. And janitors padlock the gates for security guards to patrol. And bachelors phone up their friends for a drink while the married ones turn on a chat show. And they'll all be lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow. Gentlemen, time please, you know we can't serve anymore. Now the traffic lights change to stop when there's nothing to go. And by 5 o'clock everything's dead, and every third car is a cab. And ignorant people sleep in their beds like the dope white mice in the college lab. And nothing ever happens, nothing happens at all. The needle returns to the start of the song, and we all sing along like before. And we'll all be lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow. Telephone exchanges click while there's nobody there. The Martians could land in the car park and no one would care. Closed circuit cameras and department stores shoot the same movie every day. And the stars of these films neither die nor get killed, just survive constant action replay. And nothing ever happens, nothing happens at all. The needle returns to the start of the song, and we all sing along like before. And we'll all be lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow. Advertise products that nobody needs, while anger from Manchester writes to complain about all the repeats on the TV. And
computer terminals report some gains in the values of copper and tin, while American businessmen snap up Van Goghs for the price of a hospital wing. Nothing ever happens. Nothing happens at all. The needle returns to the start of the song, and we all sing along like before. And nothing ever happens. Nothing happens at all. They'll burn down the synagogues at 6 o'clock, and we'll all go along like before. And we'll all be lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow.
I can't take no more of this radio. I never heard so much shit in all my life. Sailor Ripley, you get
the playlist
on the radio. This ends and I made it.
We all know people who have their heads in the clouds. Here's an animal who has his feet in the clouds. The bradypus, or three-toed sloth, or sloth. We use both pronunciations. Now, I really ought to be hanging upside down to sing this, but I found this rather impractical. So if you can, perhaps you'd be kind enough to stand on your heads to listen. We should get more or less the right effect.
A bradypus or sloth am I. I live a life of ease, contented not to do or die, but idle as I please. I have three toes on either foot, or half a dozen on both, with leaves and fruits and shoots to eat. How sweet to be a sloth. The world is such a cheerful place when viewed from upside down. It makes a rise of every fall, a smile of every frown. I watch the fleeting flutter by of butterfly or moth, and think of all the things I'd try if I were not a sloth. I could climb the very highest Himalayas, be among the greatest ever tennis players, win at chess or marry a princess, or study hard and be an eminent professor. I could be a millionaire, play the clarinet, travel everywhere, learn to cook, catch a crook, win a war, then write a book about it. I could paint a Mona Lisa, I could be another Caesar, compose an oratorio that was sublime. The door's not shut on my genius, but I just don't have the time. For days and days among the trees, I sleep and dream and doze, just gently swaying in the breeze, suspended by my toes, while eager beavers overhead rush through the undergrowth. I watch the clouds beneath my feet. How sweet to be a sloth.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
We'll be right back.
Well, that was nice and chill, wasn't it? That was Upon a Burning Body with All Pride, No Pain, as suggested by Emma Heals, who is currently known as In Seven Hells on the chat at djdarren.site. Come and join us, chat, and adopt a funny name. It's nothing but lols over there on the chat. Genuinely, it's a lovely place to be. Go and enjoy yourself. We provide the space for free to build the community, and it is wonderful. Ahead of that, at the before the top of the hour, was Flanders and Swan with The Sloth from the bestiary of Flanders and Swan from 1962. That was suggested by PRL, and I thank them so very much for that because it was wonderful. Ahead of that was Delamitri with Nothing Ever Happens from 1989's Waking Hours. And yeah, I love that track. I love that track enormously. So much so that I was saying on Mastodon, I had a tremendously boring job some years ago where I had to do safety watch work at a refinery over in Foulon, down the road from here. And I had to sit outside one of the big bits of machinery that was off while they were repairing it. And as people went in to do work, I had to take their tag from them. And it was cold and it was boring because not that many people went in there. So yeah, I whiled away a good 3 days learning the lyrics to that song. I just listened to it over and over again. And I'm proud to admit that I still know all the lyrics to it. This next one this is the playlist, by the way. I'm Darren. And the theme this week, if you've only just joined us because you forgot that we start at 7 now, you truly are a late Kate Davy Bot. David Bot, I see you there in the chat. Yeah, if you have just joined us, the theme this week is 7 Deadly Sins. And, it would be a sin not to play something that Guffo suggested, because he always suggests something disgusting and noisy. And this week is no different. This is Peter and the Test Tube Babies. I lust for the disgusting things in life.
I found your poison t-shirt. Look what the cat dragged in. Seems like it was yesterday. I remember when we said the word forever, but that's all over now.
gave it hell. Our friends always gave us shit for being so in love. King and queen of the PTA, we kissed until the sun came up and you were gone. We never said goodbye. We used to be the instinct. We used to be the torture. We used to be the best thing about this fucking town. We used to be the ones who everyone thought would make it. We used to be the best thing about this fucking town. Whenever I'm sober, I say to myself, it sucks that it's over, but at least we gave it hell. Time keeps moving on, our chances are all gone to follow through with all. Maybe I should call her and wish her the best, but I remember it's over and this feels like fucking hell.
Well, he's got some F's and Jeff's in him, hasn't he? Good Lord. That was Bowling for Soup with Envy, another band which, when they first came along, I was like, God, what's this nonsense? Ugh, who'd listen to this? Because, you know, I was very cool and I was into proper punk music. There was air quotes, I hope you heard them. But then I grew up and I realised, actually, they're just good fun, aren't they? And it turns out they're still good fun. Although, according to comments on the chat over at djdarren.site, quite short set lists. But hey, what are you going to do? You don't just open the genius tap and let it pour through. No, it'll run out. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. Thank you very much for tolerating my nonsense. That was, real big... they're coming up. Cool. Spoilers for the next couple of minutes. That was Bowling for Soup, suggested by Revival Records. Ahead of that was Peter and the Test Tube Babies with I Lust for the Disgusting Things in Life, a... 1985 multi-week number one, I believe. Feel free to find a citation for that quote. This next one is, may surprise you to learn, Real Big Fish, and this was suggested by, brilliantly, I'll try that again, shall I? This one was suggested brilliantly by Andy Fish.
Gonna be alright.
want you to hear. Tell me it's cool, and I'm sure believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah, sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money, and everything's gonna be alright. She said, but I can't work in fast food all my life.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
The playlist.
I lay broken on the kitchen floor. I clawed at the laminate. Pain wandered my body, an uninvited guest. Bones of a home where the devil could rest. I cursed the gods, cursed my messiah, cursed my maker. I cursed all of creation. There I lay, feeble and thin.
Sick boy, seven my sin.
Have you ever felt pain? Stomach wrenching, unrelenting. Tell me, have you ever felt pain? Condescending, muscles clenching. Tell me, have you ever felt pain? A rose emerges from the pavement cracks. I'll write my eulogy with broken glass. Eternal parallax.
Pain.
Pain the author, I accept this. Pain the teacher, bruised apprentice. Pain resisting, pain will come. Pain the mother, I'm the son. Pain that splits you, and too many hits you. The dark and the light will converge to one. Pain that twists you, the heavens dismiss you. The father, the ghost, and the holy son. Body bags, body bags, body bagging me. Zip it up quicker, they things on B. I search for peace in the belly of a beast. Sick boy, onomatopoeia. Running up a fever, following a leader. Wanna be me, huh? Grass isn't greener. Bright light, seizure, dynamite dealer. Dying at the table of the coroner, eat up for 13 years and I've been feeling so stuck. Lucky number 13, just my luck. Empires tumble, rubble and dust. The universe shrinks and the planets combust. In God we trust. God tied a noose to his neck and he walked to the edge and he jumped. Angels wept, I bear witness. Watching the whole thing unfold from my bed. A bed where I never deep rest. A bed where I'm always depressed. A bed with the human oppressed. A bed for a tomb where I slept. A bed in the room that's a wound for this mess. Sick boy, bitten by a tick boy. Tell me how it feels to be buried while you breathe. Stones and sticks, boy, pain is a gift, boy. Hard to make a stand when you crawl on your knees and I kneel. I kneel at the altar of my own disease and I beg. I begged the sky for mercy, mercy never came. I dipped me dirty, 33 and hurting, cursing. Jesus died at 33 and still my sins are lurking. Gears are turning, future stays uncertain. Surgeon incision, murder ambition. Fear of the unknown preserves a religion. Denounced the gods when my body went missing. Back then, the pain spray ricochet like a Mac-10. Hot lead hit the bed that was trapped in. Red wings, seraphim out of God's grace. Cried tears from heaven like Clapton. Stick pins in the voodoo Hendrix. Thick skin, stay humble Kendrick. Stay skeptic, check the biometrics. Bloodstained crime scene forensic. Lights on, lights out. Fade into the background. So down, so down. Running from the silhouette of self-doubt. By now, by now. Really should've figured this shit out. Lights on, lights out. Smackdown.
Let it be, let it be. Quote John Lennon. Click clack, John got shot for attention. What does that tell you about the good of intentions? Bitterness formed in a storm of aggression. Prophets get dropped, imagining heaven. Martin Luther, Mahatma, dead. 6-6 followed by 6-7-7. Build them, praise them, bury them, dead.
I was born to be half a man with half a chance. My heart is in half, half righteous, half is damned. And half a gram, half those troubles and thoughts stay darker than a Wu-Kai master plan. Sharper than glass shards, splinter and cinnamon. Cinnamon, irony could kill a man.
Pain makes money when the music lands.
fan, pay me my G's, rain down Parmesan. Followed by seven whole sins for a self-made Armageddon. Sin one, pride makes a man kill a man for his ego to survive. Sin two, lust makes the grass look greener, crucifies trust. Sin three, gluttony, humans consume, planet Earth gets a frontal lobotomy. Four, sloth, rinse and repeat, reruns, repeat, time lost. Sin 5, envy, that's when one man's win is another man's frenzy. Sin 6, wrath, rage, vengeance, killers, psychopaths. Sin 7, greed. Greed plants a seed that will destroy us all if we succumb to greed. If we take what we need, then take more than we need, then our oceans will bleed. Still we feed and we sleep, then repeat, then we exile the shepherds and follow the sheep. We inherit the meat. We inherit this world that we bruised and we beat. We inherit this vanity, so cause of creeds. Inherit the liars, the murderous thieves. One sin for every one day of the week.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is the playlist.
Think Neen would mind me talking over a remix of her. But that was the Felix de Housecat remix, Heavenly House mix of Cinnamon, Nina Simone, which I only chose, it was suggested by Moth Ninja, by the way, I only chose the remix because the original is like 10.5 minutes long, and I just don't feel right cutting Nina Simone off halfway through, so I didn't. I took the coward's way out. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. This week's theme for the next 35 minutes until I bugger off to bed is Seven Deadly Sins. Ahead of Nina Simone was Wren with Seven Sins, as suggested by Sharon. And ahead of that was Real Big Fish, Sell Out, as suggested by Andy Fish, which I love. I love that enormously. Both the song and the suggestion suggester. It's all good stuff. This next one was suggested by Erased Citizen and is just great. And you know this track.
Well now, we call this the act of mating. But there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about.
Hold up, I didn't mean to play that one. Why did that go into that cart? Yeah, giving more spoilers. This is outrageous. Anyway, where were we?
My friend's got a girlfriend and he hates that bitch. He tells me every day. He says, man, I really gotta lose my chick in the worst kind of way. She sits on her ass, he works his hands to the bone to give her money every payday. But she wants more dinero just to stay at home. Well, my friend, you gotta say, I won't pay, I won't pay ya, no way. Now, now, why don't you get a job? Say no way, ya, no way. Now, now, why don't you get a job? I guess all his money, well, it isn't enough to keep a bill collectors at bay.
As a hyper cool punk kid back in 1998, I was a little dismayed by that single doing reasonably well, because it wasn't the Offspring that I knew and loved, but it turned out that that was the Offspring that sold records and made the money, so you know. Thank you very much to Steve Nixon for suggesting that. Ahead of that was suggested by New Suggested. I don't think Tom suggested anything here before. Erased Citizen suggesting The Bad Touch by the Bloodhound Gang, who are one of those bands that I loved when I was 19 or 20 and nowhere near as woke as I am today. They call me DJ DE Iron. Yeah, some of their tracks have not aged. They've aged like the finest milk. But, you know, that track is a solid gold banger. Right, this next one, you may be surprised to learn, is Van Halen, Jump. Can anybody suggest why the Plague Doc has suggested this one as one of the seven deadly sins?
I get up wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved it.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Came and sat down at my table.
Wonderful. Etta James, Almost Persuaded, from 1968. Ahead of that, that was suggested by Sheepnik, by the way. Ahead of that, Barrett Strong's original, Money, That's What I Want, which, as I discovered, was A, written by Berry Gordy of Tamla Motown fame and Janie Bradford. But was also the first hit single for, in fact, the first single signed to or put out by Motown. So there you go, from 1959. That was suggested by Rollo Treadway, the wonderful Rollo. Ahead of that was Van Halen with Jump, suggested by the Plague Doc. Now, why do you think it was suggested? Well, Rollo got it right on the chat, actually, because of David Lee Roth. Moving swiftly on, this, suggested by Nikki Quote, is Joe Jackson.
Is she really good?
Was wonderful, and the ending may have kind of caught me by surprise a little bit because I was playing with something else. Now. Anyway, I'm going to overrun, so I best just crack on and play some tunes, but not before announcing next week's theme. What could it be? Well, one. That's it. One. Because next week, this show is 1 year old. Well, 1 year in this form. It's a year ago next week that I started doing it again. And so one. And I can think of a bunch of tunes. I'm probably not going to play U2 though, so don't even ask. This next one, that was suggested by the way, was the with Dogs of Lust, and was suggested by Sod's Lawyer, so thank you very much, Sod's Lawyer, for that. Ahead of that was Joe Jackson, Is She Really Going Out With Him, suggested by Nikki Quote, and this one was suggested by Opinionated Geek, and is great.
last night a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come baby, you got a license for love, and if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour she's brought love, love, love. With a rebel yell she's brought more, love, love. Wow! In the midnight hour, babe, more, love, love. With a rebel yell more, 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 more. She don't like slavery, she won't sit and beg. Room where I'm tired and lonely, she sees me too big. What set you free and brought you to me, babe? What set you free? I'll leave you here by me. Because in the midnight hour she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell she cried more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, babe, more, more, more. With a rebel yell more, more, more. To go from the 7-Eleven. Well, it's out all night, you will let cave in. Just as long ago, it's up his head.
I did not fade up my microphone because I am a fool. Anyway, that's about all I've got time for tonight, so thank you very much for joining me this week on the playlist. I'll be back next Monday from 7 till 9, mic fader allowing, and I will play lots of great tracks about one. That's the theme for next week. So, well, thank you for tolerating my nonsense this week, and I will leave you with this one that was suggested by Sheza T among many, many others, and I think it perfectly encapsulates greed. Good night.
kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate, don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, just eat it, just eat it, just eat it. Your table manners are a crying shame. You're playing with your food, this is some kind of game. Now if you starve to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it, just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole.
And you can't.